The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Sugah Daf Zayin. The Gemara says Shtayim, the top of Amud Aleph, Shtayim kilchoso shlishis betefach. The formula for building a kosher sukkah, how much of the area enclosed as the sukkah have to be enclosed. The Gemara says, the shear shtayim kilchoso, two of them have to be made kilchoso. The Gemara says in the beginning of the Masechta that the shear of the sukkah is zayin tvokim. Ushlishis betefach, the third wall is enough with a small wall of a tefach. Oysen tefachechem avidin, the Gemara understands that you can't just make a tefach, there has to be the third side has to have a wall. The tefach is not a wall. The Gemara says that when there are two mechitzas, kigam, two walls are adjacent zelazeh in an L shape, so the space in the middle is open, but the two walls are connected. So then, mamidei v'pachas megibel tvachim, you take the third side, imagine the sort of similar to the shape of a hay, where you have the L shape, you have the reish on the top, the two sides that are connected at a 90 degree angle, let's say. And then you have on the third side, mamidei v'pachas megibel tvachim, you put that tefach at a distance of less than 3 tefach. It means that you need the wall to be magdir an area, to define an area, to be a wall for an area of 4 out of the 7 tefach. In which case, it would be enough to put it within 3 tefach. 3 tefach is less than 3 tefach is lovu, it's considered closed space. So you put that tefach within 3 tefach of the wall, and you have a wall of 4. That's the shlishis betefach. The Sagi Shiyesh Alzeh, the Gemara says that that's the third wall. The fourth wall is left open. However, the Gemara says that if you have a sukkah kemin movui, where you have two walls that are parallel to each other, like two sides of a street, so there you need to put a pasdal. It's not enough to have a tefach within three to create a closed area of 4, you need to put an actual pas dalet, a board of dalet tvachim, and that you put within gimel tvachim, means that you have to enclose the whole thing, the whole 7 tvachim, which is the shear of the sukkah, has to be zayin al zayin. So the whole zayin has to be enclosed where? With closed space, like we said, less than 3 is lovud, with a pas dalet, with a board that closes up the rest. Which would seem to indicate that if somebody would ask us, which of the two conditions is more enclosed? Two walls that are adjacent to each other, L-shaped, or two walls that are parallel to each other, like two sides of the street? L'chayu, it seems from the Gemara, from the fact that the Gemara is mechayiv, more of a closure between two walls, kimin mavui, two walls that are parallel to each other, that's considered less of an enclosure, and therefore it needs more of a wall to create a closed area which will be rendered mechitzis of a sukkah. What's interesting is that in Hilchos Shabbos, it would seem fakert. The halacha is there's a shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Pashas, we don't paskin that way, but it has some halacha lamaisa ramifications, legabe the din rishus ayah, or legabe the how to enclose a rishus rabim on Shabbos. Very important for today's making of an Erev in a city, with his rishus rabim deraisa. The shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that two walls, be'etzem, around an enclosed area, is a rishus hayochid. You do not need three walls. We pass in lalocha, not that way. We pass in that you need three walls. And then the fourth side, you don't have to put more than a tikkun derabbanan. The three walls would be enough to enclose an area with deraisa. Rabbi Yehuda holds even two walls enclose an area deraisa. The bir halocha, and discussing where you could use this shittas Rabbi Yehuda, where it comes into play, bizman hazeh, we won't get into all the problems, it's a rather intricate topic. But the Bir Aloch in the beginning of Shin Samach Gimel, Hilchos Shabbos, discusses what is two walls mean. And over there it's clear that the Bir Aloch, the Chavetz Chaim, holds that two parallel walls, which is the case that the Gemara discusses, is no different, or rather two adjacent walls, in an L-shape, is no different than two parallel walls in defining an area as Rosh Hashanah Yochid Lefi Rabbi Yehuda. Again, what he does with that halacha l'maisa, that's whatever we would do with Rabbi Yehuda b'zman hazeh. We'll leave that. The Chazon Ish has rayas, and he argues very strongly against the Mishnah Berurah. The Pashto seems to be like the Chaznish from the Sugyas, that the discussion of two walls being Magdi and Iria, as we should say, okay, is only two parallel walls, not two walls that are adjacent to Zelazer. In which case, it would seem that if somebody would ask us in Hilchus Shabbos, what's more of an enclosure, two walls that are adjacent, L-shaped, or two parallel walls, we would have to say two parallel walls. Only over there is Rishus HaYochid. Two walls adjacent to Zelzah is not Rishus HaYochid. So which one is a better enclosure? An L-shape or two walls that connect it there? This would seem to tell us, teach us, a very important principle, which is really the place for discussion. This was in the previous daf in Daf Dalet. And it will come up again in Daf Test, but we're going to make the point here too. There's a basic distinction, it would seem that there are stark arayas to this, that there's a basic distinction between the idea of mechitzas of Shabbos and mechitzas legabe hilchas sukkah. Yeah, this is negay also in the sugya of chakak, which we had before. It's negay also in the area on top of an amud, where we would want to make good asses, where we would want to make good achas coming out of the bottom of the amud, rendering the area on the sides enclosed. When do we need real mechitzas? When do we need that the area should be moved out? The idea in mechitzas and Shabbos, the Torah has no akpada when we're dealing with hilchas, rishuyos and Shabbos, on there being physical walls there. The purpose of the walls is just to define the area as an enclosed area. What's important by Shabbos is that the area is defined, is enclosed, as opposed to open. Rishus HaRabim by definition means a place which is open. Ma'od Yitochim, that a person can have halachically proper mechitzes, and if there's a Rabim that's boikeh, a Rabim that goes through, we learn in the Sugya and Shabbos Davov, then Ma'od Yitochim, those mechitzes don't help. If one puts up a Tzuras HaPesach, which is a halachically valid mechitza, but there's a Rabim, there's a Rishus HaRabim where Rabim are boikeh boy. That renders that place, despite the fact that there's a halachic mechitza there, it renders that place open. If it's open, it's not Rishus HaYochid. The definition of mechitzos in Hilchus Shabbos is open as opposed to closed. Enclosed as opposed to open to the surrounding areas. In Hilchus Sukkah, the point is not enclosing the mokoim in order that it should be cut off from the area surrounding. Even though one could argue that Al-Pi Machshava, Apidrush, the idea of the sukkah is to create a closed space, create a place where the Rabbanu Shalom Shechina is Mashra, where there's a Hashros Hashchina, we're cut off from the outside world. We live in a world of Emunah, it's called Tzilo Demnusa. That's Apidrush, the idea of the walls of the sukkah. That's the idea of the Schach of the sukkah. But in a strictly halacha sense, the idea of the walls of the sukkah is not to define it as separate from the area around. It's walls define that as a space with walls. The walls itself create the halacha of the sukkah. Not so much what the walls do to the enclosed area to block out the area outside, but the walls itself is part of what creates the structure of the sukkah. In which case, we have to define in terms of sukkah, the walls not just a hechetimsa, not just a means to create a space which is enclosed, but the walls itself have to have validity. Now let's go back to the theory that we just asked. When we're dealing with Hilchus Shabbos, when we're looking at two walls that are parallel to each other, the area inside is definitely more enclosed than an L-shape. The L-shape, the area is really open. It's really open. It's blocked on one side, but on one side it's totally open. What defines that area as enclosed? Masha'en Ken, two walls that are parallel to each other, we understand, in Hilchus Shabbos, we always look, Lamashal, if there are three walls enclosing, we look at the fourth side, it's called in halach, it's called a Pesach. We look at the fourth side, and doesn't mean that it's open to the elements, it's not open to the public. That is the Pesach to get into that enclosed area. To a certain extent, two walls parallel to each other has that structure also. There's something defining the area inside. The area inside is defined by the two walls on either side. It's not open. There's a knisah, there's a Pesach to get in one side, in the north side. And there's a knisah, there's a Pesach to go out on the south side. That is not a place that's open. That's a place that's defined. It's open, but every area that's closed has openings. That's called a Pesach. The definition of Hilchus Shabbos of Yud Amis is also the same definition. Yud Amis creates a pirtza. The point is, the Gemara says that Yud Amis is the reason why that breaks the continuity of a wall is because ad yuramos, a person could leave a Pesach. More than yuramos, a person does not leave a Pesach. That's called a piercing. The definition of a space that's open, if we want to include that in the definition of a closed space, is that it's a Pesach. Even a closed space, an enclosed space, has psochem. So the Pesach, two parallel walls, at least Lefishit Sebuda is, one goes on one side, one goes on the other side. The area itself is Mugdar, it's enclosed. Mashenken, we're talking about Sukkah, and let's add, that when there's two walls that are an L-shape, there's nothing defined about that area. You might be blocked from just driving a motorcycle straight through, but there's nothing here that's enclosed. An L-shape does not define the area inside that's closed. In Hilchas Sukkah, it's punkt verkehrt. In Hilchas Sukkah, the point is that the Sukkah needs walls. That's the halacha of Moshe Sinai. That in order to create the mitzvah same deraisa of Sukkah, it's not a matter of the area inside being defined. It's a matter of those walls joining with the schach to make a structure. Therefore, two walls that are next to each other have more a semblance of a structure than two walls that are separated from each other. Two walls that are adjacent to each other have somewhat of a sort of a structure. Two walls that are parallel to each other might be two walls, but they have nothing to do with each other. There's no surah of a structure. Therefore, those two walls are shvaka. To connect those two walls and give it the surah of a structure, one would have to put up a valid wall of seven by blocking, by making an enclosed area of three, and then putting up a valid wall of four. The area which is called a wall is always four tvachim. Four tvachim is a makom choshev. And therefore, that's called the minimal. We discussed this in the Shin Daf Hey. That's the minimal amount of space that would define something as a wall. So one puts up a wall of four with a space of less than three, and one has a wall. By two adjacent walls, then those two walls already have somewhat of a semblance of a structure. So then one only needs a tefach combined with a lavud in order to create a halakhically enclosed place on the third side. What one really needs is two walls with a third side having some type of enclosure. For that is enough. This is it seems to be a basic chiluk between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Sukkah. Like we said, this is true also by Chakak, this is true also the area when one wants to consider enclosed the area that's not really surrounded by mechitzas, but you'd be able to look at it as halachic mechitzas if it's a mokum al gabi amud, with the walls that are below where one is standing would be used to halachically define the area on top as enclosed. I'd like to add another ramification of this hagdorah as a difference between the mechitzas of Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Sukkah. The Gemara says by us that the halachas of Sukkah are easier, are more kal. From Shabbos, the Gemara says that by Sukkah, sagi b'paretz merubah, one can have a wall where it's paretz merubah, where there's more open space than oimid, than enclosed space by a halachic wall. Mashenkin by Shabbos, one needs mechitzas of oimid merubah. Now it's clear from the sugyas that the shear of a wall in Hilchos Sukkah is also oimid merubah. So Rashi explains over here that what the Gemara means to say, this Gemara in Daf Zayin means to say, is that by Sukkah there's a new dynamic that doesn't exist by Shabbos, and that is that you could put together the four walls. Seems to be the Mashmos of Rashi. You could put together four walls in and add up whether the area of all four walls together is Roiv Parutz or Roiv Oimid. If it's Roiv Oimid, it'll be kosher walls, even though there might be on each wall, there might be on the walls that do exist, there might be a Parutz Merubah. That means like this. Let's say the fourth side of a Sukkah, let's say we have three sides. Each of those three sides has maybe 55% open space and 45% closed space. On the fourth side, which is not necessary for a sukkah, you only need three walls for a sukkah, on the fourth side there's 20% closed space. That 20% will tip the scale that roiv of the hekif, roiv of the surrounding area in total, will be enclosed. It won't be open. Again, there's 55 to 45 on fourth sides, and of 20 will be enough. You'll have about 40. But the fourth side, which is also Paritz Meruba, but it'll be enough to be Machria, that all that that the four sides together are Ruba Kekula. I'm sorry, Faket. By Shabbos, this will be a problem. And by Sukkah, that the Gemara says Paritz Meruba is good, it's enough. You have to say Punk Faket. The three walls will be considered, three walls will be Ayman Meruba. Three walls have a ratio of 55 to 45, and the fourth wall is totally open. So in total, the four sides are Paritz Meruba. For Shabbos, that won't be good, Rashi seems to say. For Sukkah, that will be good. That means that even though the three walls are halakhically valid because they're mostly enclosed, but if you look at the total area, it's mostly open. Still, for Sukkah, that's enough. Why? One needs three walls. For Shabbos, that's not enough. You'll add all four walls together. And if all four sides together, sum total, are more open than enclosed, that will not be considered Rosh Hashanah Yochid. That's L'chaira, the sum of the sum total of what Rashi says by us, Nav Zayin. The post can point out, or Chashulchan talks about this in the Tziv, Merei Mesoda, and then Erev and Daf Hey talk about that Rashi is meduyik like this in Erev and Daf Tezvov, that not only, which the Pashtus, the way other Rishonim seem to define Hilchos Mechitzas, is that you never make a sum total when you're dealing with Paritz and Ayman Meruba in terms of four walls total. You never make a sum total. What you do is you look at each side. Each side is defined as a Mechitza or not a Mechitza. If it's Ayman Meruba, then it is a Mechitza. If it's Paritz Meruba, then it's not a Mechitza. Rashi is a Das Yochi, it would seem, that holds the Yumitzar of all four walls together. So they point out that this is the Shita of Rashi in Erevin as well, except that where the simple understanding of that would be that all four walls is the only way to define. It doesn't make a difference, like Rashi says by us, by Sukkah, that it doesn't make a difference if each wall is Paritz Meruba. The only important point is that all four walls, I'm sorry, by Sukkah, you look only at the specific walls, you don't look at the four walls. By Shabbos, Rashi seems to say, and this is the way the Ran explains it, the Chedushi Ran, in Erev and Daf Yud Aleph, that according to Rashi, you look at the four walls total, hen l'kula v'hen l'chumah. That means that you need each wall to be a wall, like we have by the halacha that we have by Sukkah, plus we have an added halacha by Shabbos, that the four walls total also have to be Oymid Merubah. So here we have another distinct chiluk between the mechitzas of Shabbos and the mechitzas of Sukkah. I believe the Havana in what Rashi is saying is the same thing as what we discussed. By Sukkah, the point is not that the area should be considered halakhically enclosed. The point of Sukkah is one needs mechitzas. There has to be a structure. The structure is three walls, three halakhic walls, together with the schach. In which case, that structure is created when there's three walls. What's the difference if most of the area is enclosed or most is not enclosed? Masha'en came when we deal with Shabbos. By Shabbos, we have two distinct halachas. We need the mechitzas, but the real halacha that's going on is to make, like we said, the area should be enclosed. At Kama, that the area is considered open because you look at all four walls in total as being Paritz Meruba, then the area is open. What's the difference if there are a few walls? The point is not the walls. The point is that the area should be enclosed. The area is not enclosed if Paritz is Meruba. Now we might add that there are two distinct halachas by Shabbos, because the way the Ran that we just quoted in Erev and Daf Yud Aleph explains this Shita of Rashi, you need that the sum total of the four sides together should be Ayman Meruba, plus each wall that you want to use as a halachic mechitza has to be Ayman Meruba. Why are there two halachas? The way we're saying, the halacha in each wall being Ayman Meruba is a din in a mechitza, kishalatme, not a din in the way of defining the area inside as enclosed. Why in Shabbos is there two halachas? The Teretz is, you're right, the definition we said is true, you don't need a wall for Hilchos Shabbos. You don't need a mechitza proper, all you need is that the area inside should be defined. However, there's a halacha of psah, like we pointed out before, psachim and pirtzes. When there's a pirtza in a wall, even though there is a halachic wall there, but when there's a pirtza, that pirtza says that that wall is open. I mean, you could have a halachically valid wall, but if the wall is not something that defines the area as blocking off access, then let's say there's Rosh Hashanah that goes through, the halacha is that mechitza is not a mechitza. So it's true, if there's a pirtza in the wall could theoretically be a wall because it's a meruba. But it's a wall with a pirtza, it's not enclosed. What defines it as a pirtza? The Gemara says that a wall, which is Oymid Meruba, we look at a wall that's Oymid Meruba as being a, as the open area being only a Pesach. The tzura of a wall is, there's a wall, and there are openings in the wall to get through. That's not open. That means there are openings to get through, but it's not undefined. It's not open. It's not porut. Mashenkin, where something is porut Meruba, there's Ein Derech, Lo'odom, Lasois, Pirtzis, Bimeruba, and therefore, even if theoretically you'd say the area is enclosed because Roiv of the Hekev is enclosed, but if in that wall specifically there's Roiv Pirtzes, then that wall is not halachic wall. It's not the Pirtza is a Pirtza, because that's not the way to make a Pesach, it's a Pirtza. That's why Beshabbos is the second halacha, but not because Beshabbos one needs the, we'll say, Lamdish, one needs the Cheftz of wall. You don't need a Cheftz of wall for Shabbos. Sukkah needs a wall, kishela atzmai, that the structure is necessary, and the structure has to be I mean meruba. By Shabbos, the point is that the confinement of the area is complete, which is totally an ed meruba of all four sides. But then zalach, you need a tzuras ha-pesach, and not a tzuras ha-pirtza in each side. That's a separate halacha, and that's true by Shabbos. Again, that halacha won't be true by Sukkah, because by Sukkah, what's important is not defining the area as cut off from accents. What's important is that there's a wall there. The wall is necessary to create the structure called the sukkah. So that's really, Shabbos and sukkah are really two different sugyas, and this has many ramifications over the learning of these sugyas of Hilchos Mechitzos. What's shared in common? It's really the theme of our sugya. Migu davi doifin haShabbos, havi doifin haSukkah. If something is a doifin in one halachic sense, does that create the mitzius of a halachic wall legabe a different halacha, and so on and so forth.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.